Right, so I'm going to talk about why your products should be on Amazon. So where should we start?
Well, why do you shop on Amazon?
Why I shop on Amazon is because the customer centricity of it, the ease of returns, the trust that I have in the brand, which may be slightly biased because of how we've been, sort of how long I've been doing this, but yeah, knowing that I can trust the platform to buy on, I trust it as a safe place to shop. The information, and I suppose, again, from a bias perspective, I know the inner workings, so I know what I'm looking for, and I think that's probably the same for all of us, isn't it? We kind of know when the brand is selling it directly, when Amazon's selling it directly, why something might look a little bit suspicious, but if, you know, if it's got a poor amount of reviews or something along those lines, that's kind of why I shop on Amazon.
Why do you shop on Amazon?
I think it depends. So I, from a convenience perspective, I think is the largest factor for me. I mean, the idea of you go into a normal shop, go into a supermarket, if they don't have it, I'll just say I'll get on Amazon because I know I can most probably, unless it's grocery or a food item that's going to expire, for the most part, you can get what you want on Amazon, especially big brands, or even just the convenience of, say, personally with beauty products. If it's on subscribe and save, I get it delivered to my house without even having to think about it on a 3 week, 4 week, 5 week, whatever I need it to be basis. And you get it at a cheaper price. And I also think as well, Amazon, because they have the competitive external price matching, you are pretty much getting the best deal that's out there. You might not be getting the best deal every time, but you're going to be getting a good average. You're not going to be, you know, I see it sometimes where in Boots or Superdrug, an item might be $10.99, but on Amazon, it's like $7.99 because they're price matching against sale prices or discounts elsewhere. And you kind of get that. And as you kind of hinted on, knowing where it's coming from, because we know how to spot it, you know, it's a genuine item. And I mean, Amazon have definitely tightened up on the whole fakes from China or like selling duplicate or counterfeit products. Definitely. But at least you know you're getting a genuine item when you know you're buying it from the brand directly. And I suppose that is a bit of like an insider knowledge of like knowing how to spot that. But I think it's just the ease of convenience. Personally, I also think the website's really easy to use. You know how to go to your previous purchases. You get your account with Amazon. I personally use Amazon Prime Video as well. So I'll pay for my Prime subscription, but I also get other benefits from that Prime subscription that is, you know, yes, you might sign up for Prime Video, but then all suddenly you've got a Prime membership, so might as well use it because you're paying for it and next day delivery. So
I'm exactly the same. Before I even came to work in the e-commerce industry, I would use Amazon purely from I could go and get this in town today, but that's a trip into town. I've got to park. I've got to pay to park. Whereas if I get it online, it'll come quicker and I can do it from the convenience of my own home. So I would use it first and foremost for that. And Amazon was just, I knew if there was any problems with the delivery, with the way that product came, if there was any problems with it, if I'm spending quite a lot of money on it for a birthday or Christmas present, I know if there's any problems with it, I know I can speak to somebody there who will work with me to get it resolved, either get me a return or refunded. And that was a big pull for me because buying online, obviously, there can be quite a lot of issues with it. So for me, there was the trust in knowing that I can buy it. I know it'll come quick. Like you said, the price is going to be competitive. And then since I've now worked in this environment, I know obviously a lot more about the intricate side of Amazon and everything like that. It hasn't changed the way I shop at all. I still shop on there. I still use it for most of my own shopping.
It's not like we found out a load of secrets that it's actually a bad place to shop and then suddenly we're going to stop shopping on there. It's, if anything, it kind of fueled my trust for them anyway, because there's aspects to selling on there that for a business there is pitfalls, and that's where we help. But from a customer perspective, the reason why so many people go to Amazon is because it is a customer-centric platform. That's the whole point, and that I think that's just why it's key. Because yes, you could buy it from their website, their own business, you can source it elsewhere, but I don't know, just I think from my perception of how I would purchase on Amazon, if it was on Amazon or their own website, I would still choose to buy it from Amazon because you've almost got that guarantee that it's like a seal of approval from Amazon that it's like a genuine product. It's good enough to be on there. And that's kind of, obviously we know that that's not always true about products, but it's almost like a ingrained perception of what products on Amazon are. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why it's so important to have your brand on there as a business.
It's really important as well to, I know we're kind of saying a bit of Amazon worship effectively in terms of what it is as a marketplace, but contrary to popular belief, it is a, well, majority now small businesses that are selling on there. So it's not, this is the big conglomerate. These are, you know, it's a business that doesn't, you know, pay tax, doesn't do this, doesn't, you know, doesn't help support economically or anything else. That's just not true. You know, all of our brands are classed as SMEs and they vary in different sizes. There's 85,000 small businesses that, according to the stats from Amazon, that is encouraged. 250,000 new job roles. So even though we have got that trust in the brand of Amazon and the customer side of it, the support, the you know, everything that comes with it, the next day delivery, that is an umbrella for all those small businesses, and it protects you more because, like you said, if you go to another someone's website, does that give you the ultimate trust in the delivery time frame? Do you know about getting that return? You know, all that kind of stuff. And it's really important that people understand that, I think, more than just saying, oh, it's, you know, it's a conglomerate and they're, you know, they're just taking over the world. And it is supporting a lot of small businesses and it's supporting not just our business, but our clients' businesses as well. Yeah. And it brings, there's a lot of really good stuff that comes from it, you know, in terms of whether it's product development, as we've spoken to about before, about in terms of making sure product quality is there and being led by customer, the customer side of it. It's really, really important to kind of just get that message across. And just say that stat of 50% of all the units that get sold are from small businesses is just crazy, you know, in terms of, I think, all that additional business for small businesses.
But as you've said before, though, it's almost like a search engine now. Like how you'll say, I'll Google it.
Yeah. I'll get
it.
I'll
get it on Amazon. I'll go look on Amazon.
I mean, I'm nearly 40. My wife is in her mid-30s. My daughter is 16 and my son is 11. And all of them will shop on Amazon the same way. So it caters for all of these different generations. Plus my mum does as well, you know, and you know, our whole family, you know, it kind of hits every single generation. So they're all on there. They're all using it to shop. And I think that for me is like the biggest reason why you should have your products on Amazon is because it hits every single generation.
Yeah, and each generation is going to have different niches of what they want to purchase through Amazon. So even though your product might not necessarily be, is it the statistic, is it Gen Z or millennials are the top purchases on Amazon? But it doesn't necessarily mean that your products have to hit that market or that that demographic, because every other age group is most probably shopping on Amazon. I think they've started to release demographic data in Amazon US now, haven't they? I'm sure eventually that will filter over to the UK Seller Central side, and we'll probably get more insights on that. But I genuinely don't think that any generation probably doesn't use it. I mean, even with like my grandparents who are in their 70s, I would still purchase things for them on their behalf or through their own account. I'd help them do it because, yes, they might not specifically know how to use that platform on Amazon on their phone or their iPad, but I would, and I would still order for them through Amazon. So I think it's, everyone knows the brand Amazon. I mean, my granddad had Prime before me. So, there's aspects to it that I think everyone treats it as a platform to purchase. It's not, as you said, it's a search engine. You don't just Google things now. You'll go on Amazon too. Yeah.
One of the sort of negatives people focus on as well is they go, well, you know, the costs on Amazon are very expensive. And that's true. But I always say, well, if you were to sell on your own website with the same audience, the digital marketing, the advertising investment you would need to make internally for your own e-commerce business, which you should always do. You should always have a multi-channel approach. You should have your own website. You should sell on other marketplaces. But that cost will still balance. You know, if you were to have that same audience share of that many people seeing your brand and buying from your brand, in order for you to be able to achieve that yourself, those costs would balance out eventually. And so again, it's trying to dispel some of those myths versus what we actually see. in terms of why it's pivotal and some of the kind of things that come through either in the media or from what people read about and you know that are negative. And I'm not saying it's everything is hunky dory and it's you know, what I'm saying is there's definitely another opinion to a negative statistic, you know, a more positive one based on what we see and what we do in terms of.
I think the potential as well for people selling on Amazon is really interesting because when we took a really big client a couple of years ago, and I think last year they'd done around about 300,000 on Amazon, and it wasn't anywhere near what they wanted to, but they kind of had some targets of what they wanted to achieve this year, and you know they onboarded with us. We took their model, we changed it slightly on Amazon, we improved their product listings, improved their account health, and this year they're going to do 1.5. And that is way, way bigger than they thought they would do. And that's, you know, just a kind of example of, again, if you come onto the platform, if you listen and are guided by us on the sort of advice that we would suggest to do and where to sell, how to run the account, it's just an example of the sort of potential that you can get on such a big platform like Amazon to go from 300,000 to 1.5 in the space of a year. It's massive growth.
I think Absolutely. It's another aspect that, for a client example as well, is that the search and purchase behaviors can be different on Amazon to what your own website can be. So we've got a client at the moment where one of their products is one of their worst sellers on their own website because people just don't particularly go for it. But because that search volume is so high specifically on Amazon and they rank well, they get the sales. And so we had a call with them and they were confused or just wanted to know why specifically that one had done so well. And it's because that market was on Amazon, but it wasn't necessarily getting directed to their website. And so it opens up that aspect of you can get extra traffic for your products through Amazon, even though, and there are tools that you can use as well to find what the search volumes are and what the niches are on Amazon. And I think that's also a way is don't always just write it off that, oh, that's not selling very well on our website. Well, it might sell well on Amazon if we market it Absolutely. Right and have it ranking well for those high volume search terms.
Yeah, absolutely. There's things where we've seen where people's bestsellers on their websites might not necessarily translate onto Amazon because of that very reason. Yeah, and that falls into that whole multi-channel discussion, doesn't it, in terms of making sure that you have that ability to have your brand with its kind of fingers outstretched, whether it's doing marketplaces, doing social media, doing web. It all has that encompassing effect to make sure your brand is the most has that most visibility in terms of your competition.
Yeah, I think we've mentioned it before as well on another podcast in terms of the sort of the starting process and what you need and how, whether you're a small business or a really big business, the sort of, if you're going to do a new listing, a typical first listing, the sort of things you would need to kind of get right to make it work on Amazon. I mean, you know, if let's say I'm a brand new client and I come to you, what would be the first things you would say I would need just to get this listing up and running on Amazon?
Well, I think the first thing that I would look at is what current content that you have live, what images you have live, because I think it's just the bread and butter of what we do. I think in terms of the content, it's not just a information part for customers to read, oh, this is vegan, gluten-free, whatever the product is, the features. It's also its keyword ranking on those search terms. So that's why it's so key that that is a large part of what we do, because we're going to make sure that all those high search term, high volume search terms are in the listing, all the phrases. And also I think another aspect of why it's important is because you might think your product is called one thing, but on Amazon people are searching for different types of categories. Yeah, exactly. They're searching for different types of search terms or phrases. And that's why, okay, it's so important that we do that research and have that starting point. I'd probably then look at what your imagery structure is. Do you match competitors? What's your A+ looking like? So as previously mentioned on a different podcast, that's kind of like your expanded A+ with imagery. You get comparison tables, you get extra text features. And that's another aspect. I mean, these are all tiered. So I'd do content first, then look at imagery, then probably look at A+. Depending on the size of your products, the product range, I'd then look at brand story and a brand store. So a brand store is basically your own website, but through Amazon's portal, you get to create it, put your own graphics on there, link all your products, have an About Us page, however you want to present it. I think there's multitudes of ways that you can do it depending on brand. Then you've got brand story, which appears on every single one of your branded listings. And it's almost like a click-through module that appears just above the A+, kind of where all your product information is. If you scroll down from the bullet points on Amazon, that's where you'll find it. And that's where you can tell your brand story, your ethics, where you started, what your key products are, all of that kind of information. And then, I mean, I'd look at reviews. You've got Vine, especially, I think we've mentioned before, is extremely important if you don't have reviews. I mean, there's so many things that you can do to this product listing, but I would still do all of this before I look at advertising. And I think that's something that's key, is you don't just advertise from the get-go. You need to get all of these foundations right before you even look at advertising your listing.
And it doesn't matter, like you say, if you're a really small business and you've got, say, 5 products or less, and comparing to somebody who may come to us and they've got thousands of listings, the process is still the
same.
Exactly.
I would do this exact thing with no matter the client. Yeah. You can have one product or 1,000, as you said. You would still want to have every feature that I just mentioned.
Yeah.
And also, what's key is the A+, the brand story, the brand store, videos on the listing, everything that we've just mentioned there. You have to be brand registered. You have to have the trademark. And that's why it's key, as we've mentioned before, to have that before you even start selling on Amazon, is have that IP protection, because it gives you access to an unlimited amount of brand content on Amazon that you just kind of lose out on, that you don't get to then compete with competitors with. And it's just, as I said before, the bread and butter of what we do all the time.
I think another reason as well you want to go on Amazon with that, whether you're small or big, is Amazon are just constantly evolving and updating and adding new features to the platform, and you know, there's so many more tools that are now available to us in the work that we do. But it's always being Amazon are always investing into it to make it better for the customer, and therefore they're increasing the amount that sellers can do, that the control, the data, the insights, it's always evolving.
Well, it's like the new partnership with Meta, isn't it? That aspect. If you're not already on Amazon, you're not then going to have a presence already with reviews or ranking or being able to link your products. Like, I'm sure there's many businesses that work on social media pretty much predominantly and have a good social media presence, but they don't necessarily have an Amazon presence. But that then might cause an impact later down the line when this whole partnership comes about how that's going to work. That if you don't have your Amazon ASIN, which is your Amazon identifier, like your barcode, you wouldn't then be able to necessarily link it through. You'd have to start that process from fresh to then be able to link it. And so it's kind of going back to the point of making sure that you're early to the party and get your products on Amazon. And that's why it's key. There's so many, it's a whole web of linking. And we have clients, I think we mentioned before, that don't sell, but they want their brand represented correctly to other sellers. And so that's why they're on Amazon. There's a multitude of reasons, just maybe because you want to expand your sales. And so developing from web to Amazon, or even just testing it, I think, making sure that, does it work? Does our product work on Amazon? And if it doesn't, fine, you can rule it out. But come into us and we do all of that list of things that I just said. At least you've put that brand presence on there. You've protected your brand. No one else is then going to go and sell it on there. You've almost like solidified your mark of like, this is our product, our EAN, our GS1 barcode, and someone can't steal my IP now on Amazon.
In terms of sort of summarizing sort of like what we start the conversation of, in terms of saying what are those customer or points of how we shop, and then putting that into a seller's perspective, how, those kind of key sound bites of what they can learn from our shopping habits and what standard habits may be for most customers. What, in kind of a bullet point form, what would you say? For me, it would be qualitative products, good fulfillment, fast fulfillment, qualitative reviews, and making sure that the actual content, as you've discussed, is high quality, matches exactly what they're going to buy. And then the final one for me, I think, would be making sure there is a price point that is relative to what I'm looking for. There's no point having something that's like 60 quid when everything else is 20 quid. Yeah. I think those are the kind of the key things I would say would, based on my shopping habits and my kind of customer behavior, that would be core to a product listing or a brand's listing on Amazon. Anything else you'd
I think try? The only thing that I would add to that is imagery personally for how I shop using Amazon is I would look for almost like before and afters of whatever item it is, or how to use, or where you can use it. So for example, with coffee, with ground coffee, a lot of the competitors will put whether it's you can use it in a cafetiere or whether you can use it in a filter ground coffee machine. I think things like that, it almost just adds to your knowledge of what you can use that product for. Yeah. So as much as, yeah, the price might be right, is this product actually right for me? And imagery is a big way that that comes across to me personally when I'm purchasing on Amazon. And so like with beauty products, as I mentioned before, that's something that I'll purchase through Amazon. I want to see what the results are of whether it's a mascara or a fake tan or a foundation. I want to know what it looks like. And I also don't want it to be airbrushed and fake. You want genuine of what this, the quality of the product, which is kind of going back to what you've said, is it needs to be qualitative. Yeah. But also the images, I think this is something that we normally face with most of our clients, is it can sometimes be poor imagery and we have to recommend new images. But it makes such a difference. We see such an increase in conversion when that imagery is spot on and it's clear to customers what the product does, the quality, how much you get of it, if it's, you know, if it's a certain weight or milliliters, whatever it might be. And I think that's why images for me is another one I'd add to that.
For me, it depends what I'm buying. If I'm buying something that is going to be under £5 and it's an item I don't expect to last long, if it's like a kitchen appliance, like tool or something, I don't know. I wouldn't spend a lot of time looking. Okay. Personally, I would literally just go on there. I'd probably look at the price. I'd look at the imagery and then just buy it. Anything for me that I'm spending more than, and this is just me personally, 50, 60 quid on, I will be much tighter on where my money's going, and I will look at that product. I will look at the reviews. I will look at everything about it. I will look at competitors, and I'll spend a lot more time doing it. And again, it depends, especially when it comes to certain things like tech. I'll really make sure I've done my homework on it. And yeah, so, it, you know, again, it really depends on what the product is. But I think that kind of covers it, really.
If you enjoyed that episode, The Basics with E-commerce Intelligence, please hit that like and subscribe button. Remember to turn on the bell notification icon to be kept up to date with our latest releases.